Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Good morning. So, hot August night. You know, I grew up in Vancouver, British Columbia, and to be honest, I would listen to that Neil Diamond album over and over and over. And he spoke about the hot August night. Now, we did have some evenings that would get really warm, but not that many. So I don't think I really understood what hot August nights were about. But now that I'm here living in Charlotte and in the southeast of the United States, I get this idea of hot August nights, meaning repetitively, we have these days that are in the 90s and heading towards 100, some of them. And then the evenings just don't give you the reprieve that you would like, right? You would just wish that it would just cool off a little bit more, right? These hot August nights. And, you know, it's beautiful to have the warmth of an evening so that we could be outside and we can enjoy things. But many of us are not being outside at night because we're tired. We're exhausted from the heat of the day. And it's a lot on our bodies. And so I always fall back on my teachings of the science of life, which is Ayurveda. And Ayurveda is, you know, without me spending my whole 15 minutes explaining that, if you can think of it as the sister science to the yoga philosophy, right? So it's the science that partners with the yoga philosophy. And so yoga is very old and very ancient, thousands of years, 6,000 years old. And back then, the science behind it was all anecdotal, right? It's what's known as a water science. They didn't have an ability to look into the body like we can, right? They couldn't dissect, they didn't dissect, they weren't able to scan, they didn't have the machinery and the technology that we have, that we get to empirically know a bit more about the science, what's going on. But they had a science. They absolutely had a science. And it was the science of observation. They would observe. There would be conversation. There would be discussion. And what I love about Ayurveda and about water science is that it asks you to participate. Right, that you have to be the one paying attention. You have to be the one that says, actually, I'm feeling irritable or I am frustrated. And why is that happening? And not so much why is that happening, is what can I do about it? Am I just the victim to this feeling in my body, or am I empowered to do something? And in Ayurveda, they say, absolutely, 100%, we're going to give you the skills, the tools, and the techniques so that you're 100% in relationship with being able to manage some of these things. Okay, so I'm going to pull this all together. Hot August nights and the science, the life science of observing ourselves, how we are in this particular situation. Okay, so this time of the year is known as more of a pitta time, P-I-T-T-A, pitta. Many of you who are listening in may know about the doshas. And doshas, if you can think of it in lay terms, are your constitution. It's how you were born, right? How I look, how my body functions. And there are three of them. One's kapha, one's pitta, and one's vata. And I couldn't spend all the time going through that. That's something you can learn more about, and I will continue to talk and share about as we go through these radio shows. But for now, let's focus on this pitta. And pitta is the part of the body. So not only is it a constitution, meaning people tend to be more kapha, or they they're more earth-based, they're more heavy, they're more dense, or they're more pitta, which is fire, they're more fiery, they're more stimulating, they're more action-oriented, or they would be vata, right? They're more fragile, they're more spirited, they're more creative, right? So it shows up in the constitution of how you are as a person, but they also govern certain things in our body. So the pitta side of us, we all have some pitta, we all do, and the pitta side of our body governs our ability to regulate our own heat and metabolism in our body, okay? And so in these summer months that are hot, fiery, and are known to be pitta, the pitta side of us can get agitated, right? So we can get very agitated in the heat. And when that happens, how it shows up is you feel irritable, right? You feel a little irritable. You feel frustrated. It also has to do a little bit with the intelligence of us as well, that we feel like we can't figure it out. Like, usually I could figure this out, but I can't figure this out. And that's really frustrating for me. So there's a frustration within the intelligence as well, okay? So some of you are probably already nodding your head and saying, yeah, I feel that. When I get too hot, I feel agitated. I feel irritable, right? Children, we know this absolutely. If you're someone who has raised children or still have children in their home, in your home, when they get hot and sweaty, they become illogical. They are over the top. They get very frustrated very quickly. They become very irritable. And we all say, you know, that the heat's getting to them. Okay, the heat's getting to them. So we are in control of regulating our own bodies and how much we put ourselves in harm's way. Okay. So what I'm going to share with you is that there's sort of three things. I shared that I would give you three tools or three ways for you to look at this and to be able to imply and integrate it into your life. So the first is, what goes in? Like, what are you putting in your body? So what goes in is number one. Two, what goes out? Meaning, what output are you putting out? What goes in your body, and how much output are you having in your life? And then the third one is, what do you surround yourself with? What do you wrap yourself with? What environment are you in many different ways? And we'll go through each of those. So what goes in? In this time of the year, we need to stay close to the cooling thing. Right? So we have to stay in food and in teas and herbs that are gravitating towards sweet and bitter. Sweet and bitter, they also say astringent, but many of us don't really know what the astringent things are. So let's just say easily that you stay with things that are sweet and a little bit bitter. And these are the things that will cool us. One of the number one things that the science itself will tell us, if we can stay away from caffeine. So if we stay away from coffee, if you can take a break from coffee and a break from your black tea in the summer months, I know it's hard because there's a lot of sweet tea out there. Now the sweet is good, but can you get it in a decaffeinated form, right? And the teas, the herbs that they would want us, what we would want to be having, is cumin and coriander and fennel. Right? These are the ones that are cooling, right? I'll say them again, cumin, coriander, and fennel. So if you can make up some tea and cool it down and have it iced, but not drinking it ice cold, have it poured over ice, and then just have it sort of just a little bit cool, that would be really, really cooling to the body. And from Ayurvedic perspective, they still have a lot of dairy products. Yeah, so they have a lot of milk. And you can use milk, or you could use coconut milk or an almond milk. But what they ask us to do is to warm up that milk and then cool it down as well, so that you take the milk, because milk's very cooling, because it's got a sweet quality to it, coconut milk. So that when you take coconut milk, you warm it up and put some coriander in it and rose petal. So rose is also very, very cooling. So there is a way to purchase some rose petal spread that you can get. You can just put a little bit of that spread into it, and it melts beautifully and it's lovely. Okay, so these are things that we can very quickly add into our day. Yeah, so see if you can add in some more cumin, some coriander, some fennel, and you could also add in a little bit of rose. If you're going to drink juices, you want to drink really sweet juice. You actually want to drink sweet grape juice or pineapple juices. Mm-hmm. The things we want to stay away from. So not only do you gravitate towards, but you move towards something, but you also move away. So we move away from things that are sour and salty. So we want to avoid things like sour cream and vinegar and spicy dishes. So think of moving towards the sweet and the cooling, moving away from the sour and spicy, and that helps you. It helps us in our bodies. We move away from caffeine and we stay with things that are more of a cooling, calming nature to ourselves. All right. With movement, the movement ought to be more of a legs open position. Why is that? Legs, inner thigh, and the groin hold heat. And we know this. You cross your legs for a while, just sitting at your desk, and you uncross your legs and put your hands between your legs, right at your groin, you'll feel that there's a warmth or a heat. We also have a lot of heat under our armpits. So laying on the floor in a star position is really cooling for the body, opening up the armpits, opening up the groin. If you're doing a yoga practice, doing wide straddle positions, either in standing or in seated, to open up the side of the body, the arm over the head and do a side stretch, opening that armpit again and opening the whole side of the body. Twists, they say, is also cooling. We're taking things and going from one side to the next, so we're winding and unwinding the spine and creating some cooling there. And we want to, obviously, this one's very obvious, we want to avoid exercising in the midday heat, right? We would do our gentle exercise in the morning time, okay? So we want to minimize how much we're sweating. We want to minimize how much we're out in the middle of the day. And we want to open up the parts of the body that tend to hold heat so that they have more space and they can cool. So those are easy strategies for you to use. Yeah? Your job is to self-regulate your heat. Right? So your job is to not overheat yourself. However you need to do that. It would make sense that we'd be in cool water more. We would cool ourselves. We would swim more. We would bathe ourselves more. One thing we offer up in the Ayurveda is to have a cool bath of water for your feet before you go to bed so that you would soak your feet, and then you would take rose water and spray it on your body possibly, or you could take coconut oil and you could put a little coriander in there and rub your feet with that, and then just the smell of that would help cool and calm you for sleep. Another thing that I do is I take cotton balls and I drench them with a little bit of rose water, and then I lay in that star position on the floor in a cool room with the cotton balls over my eyes, and I lay there for 10 minutes. Put on a timer, 10 minutes, and I just let my body cool, and I do that as part of my lunch break so that I'm cooling my body in the midday when it's often the hottest, correct? Great. So the final piece before we finish up is, what do you surround yourself with? Rose scent is very calming. It comes more to the moon side of the body, so that's the cooling side of the body. And so we bring in roses into your home, the scent of roses. We use cotton fabrics, and we give ourselves lots of space. So we have cotton or linen. We have lots of space between our skin and the clothing, and we take care to regulate our own selves. We fan ourselves if we need to. We open up our arms when we need to. We have the smell of roses around our house all the time, just taking a whiff of it or spraying it. I have it in a spray bottle as well, so it's cool, and I spray it on my face throughout the day, and that, again, just keeps us cool. So I just invite you to think about hot August nights, that we have a science that teaches us how to be aware. And one of the things you're going to start with is, what am I putting in? And you're going to stay with things that are cool, sweet, and bitter. You're going to stay away from things that are hot and agitating. Yeah. And then your exercise is going to be moderate in nature. You're not going to stop exercising, but a little bit more moderate. You're going to do it in the cool of the day. And you're going to do yoga poses that open up the body through the places that hold heat of armpits and groin. And surround ourselves. We're going to have cotton, we're going to have linen, we're going to have natural fabrics around us that are very cooling and soothing to us. So I welcome you into the hot August nights and this introduction to the science of life. And I just say to you, enjoy your hot August nights and know that you have every ounce of ability to take care of yourself well. Namaste.